It is worrying, but I know it's a European model anyway that they're looking at. A lot of the Scandinavian countries, but they are countries that do have massive, you know, extreme weather events. Like we had one or two now in the last few decades, and there seems to be a panic setting in. But I'd be very worried. You know, for years there, the older people, how old is pension, that they were saying, you know, you have to have a bank account, you have to have this, and keep your money in the bank, you should never keep money in the house. Now every home is going to have it at 700 euros or something. That's nearly three weeks pension for a lot of our older citizens. So they would be worried. I don't know where this change in mind is coming. As you know, the headlines in the papers for the last week or 10 days was cash is king. You know, keep cash at home. Older people would be worried, and they feel probably more vulnerable for burglars and that. And this is the time of year when money is tight in a lot of places.
Yeah, and it's interesting the timing of it as well, because we had all this media fanfare around the announcement that there had to be a cash machine no further than 10 kilometres away if there was a fairly significant population. There are people as well here that would tell you that, okay, this one thing, we're afraid of adverse weather events, and we've seen all this in the past where we're without electricity, but there's also a major fear that many people are holding that if there was a cyber attack, then, you know, the whole society could come to a grinding halt as well.
There's so much happening on the global stage at the moment that we're not so sure anymore, and you know what I mean, the conspiracy theorists are out there. And you are right, like a cyber attack could close everything down. You know, is everybody going to start now rush in and take money out of the banks? Is that going to become a problem for the banks? As you know, the banks, they were the quickest, after the last crash that was here, they were the quickest people to close down in nearly every town in Ireland. Every town lost banks, and some of them lost every bank. Government must know something more. Maybe they should be more truthful with the people. Is there something that we need to be aware of? Our older people, you know, the young people, well, they're not even used to cash anymore because everything they do is on their mobile phone. Going back to the power outages and that, there is a directive out there, right, to have enough supplies in for 3 days, have your phone charged up for 3 days or whatever. And they're looking at these at the hubs across the country as well, where they can, you know, bring these generators. But then when you think about the few generators that they've put out, there's only three for Leitrim. You know, and if we get a power outage in the whole county, where are these generators going to go? I think the government, somebody needs to step up and reassure them now, especially coming into Christmas, that this is just a long-term plan. Do you know what I mean? That it's not something that we should be startled about at the moment.